In Northwest News from KPLU, a new documentary looks at one of this country's most iconic dishes, General Tso's chicken, an item you can find in any Chinese restaurant in this country. Jenny 8 Lee first looked at the history of Chinese cuisine in her book, The Fortune Cookie Chronicles. She's now produced the documentary called The Search for General Tso. Lee spoke with KPLU's Florangela Davila about her film that's more than just a movie about food.
We'll start with a scene from the documentary. It's a montage of people talking about our love affair with Chinese food.
I remember going to, you know, the pink and the red booths with the neon and getting the white takeout boxes with the fortune cookies.
We had a favorite Chinese restaurant. It was called Wai Wai. And it was about maybe, a mile from the house. Yeah, we were there a lot. Yeah, they had the best Chinese buffet you've ever had.
How popular is Chinese food in this country?
So, there are actually more Chinese restaurants in this country than McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, and Kentucky Fried Chicken combined. There are more than 50,000 Chinese restaurants.
I have to admit that I eat a lot of Chinese food, and like a lot of people in the film, Chinese food is definitely comfort food to me, but I have never ordered this particular dish. So, can you tell me what it is?
So, General Tso's chicken, it is a sort of spicy, sweet concoction of fried chicken bits layered with like chilies and this like great red and orange sauce, oftentimes placed on a bed of broccoli, just so. Some of our experts estimate that General Tso's chicken in and of itself is a $1 billion a year business. It is that popular.
Wow. So I'm hearing you say General Tso's chicken, and I've been calling it General Tso's chicken. So am I doing it? Am I saying it wrong?
So in honesty, it's neither in Chinese. So it's in Chinese, it's pronounced zuo, but no one can pronounce that. So it's like whatever you want. It's like the chicken dish itself. It's sort of like, you know, it's flexible toward the taste of the consumer.
It's T-S-O, so it's Tso.
How do I pronounce it again?
I don't know if you say the T or not. I just kind of blurb it, and that way no one really knows if I'm saying it right or not.
That's a scene from the documentary Searching for General Tso. I'm just going to say Tso. And who was he?
General Tso was actually a real Qing Dynasty military hero. He played an important role in the Taiping Rebellion. And that civil war actually resulted in 20 million deaths. So he's sort of a pretty vicious guy like General Sherman in that he used a lot of violence to unify a country. The key thing is he's from Hunan province, which is a very interesting culinary area in China. And the chef that we found, who is still alive in his 90s, barely there, but still playing mahjong, is from the Hunan province himself.
So this is a chef in Taiwan who creates a dish in the 1950s that eventually finds its way to New York. We meet him in the film and all types of restaurateurs from around the country. And what I really love is how this film, with this one dish, shows us the whole history of Chinese immigration to this country.
Yeah, completely. One of the dishes that sort of is the proto General Tso's chicken is chop suey. It's like, you know, chicken or pork or beef, like very normal meat. And then combines it with something that is just exotic enough, which is beans, sprouts and water chestnuts and snow peas, which are vegetables that have interesting texture but very little flavor, right? And that's sort of what General Tso's chicken is, right? It's sweet, it's fried, and it is chicken. These are all things that Americans love.
But then things change when President Nixon visits China in 1972.
There can be no stable and enduring peace without the People's Republic of China.
This is a huge culinary moment in Chinese-American history. So, you know, when Nixon goes to China and it's like, you know, covered intensely by media, what he does, you know, since he's in China is he eats a lot of stuff. He eats Peking duck, you know, he eats things with chopsticks. And so there is this moment where everyone suddenly decides they want to go eat, like, good Chinese food. And so you see an elevation of Chinese cuisine and sort of it moving forward. And General Tso's chicken is actually part of this wave of, like, really, you know, consciously designed recipes that are meant to be high-end. And over time, it gets sort of assimilated until it's basically, you know, an everyman's dish.
And does the book and then the movie have an impact on how you see the world, being someone who is Chinese-American?
In a way, I find, like, General Tso's chicken represents me in a way, right? Because people look at it and they're like, oh, it's exotic, it's foreign, right? It's Chinese. But in fact, if you taste it and you know the history about it, you realize it is a very, very American dish. Like, this is a dish that is indigenous to Americans and Americans love. And at the same time, you know, I'm the child of Chinese immigrants. So I, you know, look Chinese on the outside and, you know, I can actually speak Chinese pretty well. And people are always like, so where are you from? But if you listen to me and you sort of see how I act and, you know, all my history, you realize that I'm completely American as well. And so in a way, understanding General Tso's chicken helped me understand my own experience as, you know, a second generation American.
Jenny Ately is one of the producers of the film The Search for General Tso. It opens tomorrow at the Grand Illusion Cinema in Seattle. It's also playing on demand. I'm Florangela Davila, KPLU News.